Hey, good morning, everyone. I believe all members are here this morning, so we can call this meeting to order, and I'll open with Pule, Pule Kako. Heavenly Father, we humbly thank you for being with us this morning for our Kauai Niihau Island Burial Council meeting. Bless all our members present. Thank them for coming, Lord. All of our participants from our community for being with us this morning. Grant us the knowledge, the strength, the love, the compassion as we come together to do the work of our Ivikupuna. Bless us all, open our hearts, our minds to understanding and love for one another. As most of all, Lord, bless the respect amongst each other. Thank you for covering us in this meeting and for always being with us through our daily lives. Through Jesus' name I pray, my Lord. Amen. Thank you. Okay, everyone's here, so we are all present. Anyone wants to do approval for minutes of September 22nd and October 6th meeting?
Olo, my chair, Carol Lovell. I move to approve those minutes. Mahalo.
I second. Kauilani.
Mahalo. Thank you. So today's new business, we're soliciting testimony for the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, OHA, Burial Sites Working Group, BSWG, regarding the care and management and protection of unmarked burial sites. We're open for discussion. Not sure if any of outside members have the agenda, but the agenda also lists, I'll go ahead and read that. If you have any suggestions about how the DLNR or the State of Hawaii Preservation Division are fulfilling their legal duties, how burial councils could be better protected, or how island burial councils could be better supported or improved, your mana'o is valued. The Burial Sites Working Group would appreciate hearing your suggestions, concerns, and specific examples that might guide their work of offering recommendations to state legislature. Some of this background for this is in response to the House Resolution HR 113 and Senate Resolution HR 171, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, OHA, has convened a Burial Council Working Sites Group. One representative from each island burial council serves on the burial sites working group, alongside other members from the State Historic Preservation, SHPDI, the Law School, Hualapua'a, Kaleo'opa'akai Collective, and the larger Hawaiian community. The burial sites working group is tasked to do the following. A study and analyze allegations of mismanagement by the Department of Land and Natural Resources, State Historic Preservation Division, SR 171. B, determine a recommended course of action to address and resolve the allegations of mismanagement by the Department of Land and Natural Resources, State Historic Preservation, SR 171. C, review and recommend improvements to the working of the island burial councils, which are administratively attached to the State Historic Preservation Division, and how to implement them, HR 113. D, determine ways to strengthen protections and improve resources for Native Hawaiian burials, HR 113. E, examine ways to improve the implementation of the island burial council's duties and responsibilities, and to better understand and determine their relationship to the State Historic Preservation Division and its management. F, review existing statutes and administrative rules pertaining to the island burial councils and the way to develop their implementation. G, provide recommendations on the development of a statewide survey and inventory that documents historic properties where burial sites exist or may exist, including properties owned by the state or the county's HR 113. So in light of this Kuleana, the Barrow Council is soliciting input and testimony written and or oral from lineal and cultural descendants and other interested persons on the above matters. Your testimony will be included for the burial sites working group to review and make findings and recommendations to the legislature in time for the 2022 legislature sessions. So I now open the floor for testimonies in this regard. Council members, you have any input on more on and just to let the public know, you know, Kawilani Kahalikai is our burial sites working specialist here on Kauai, serving us.
Aloha, Chair. Carol Lovell. I'd like to make a recommendation that county permits pertaining to buildings and septics be made available to the various island burial councils. This is, I see this as a great tool in aiding them in their work that they have to do. And we've run into so much pilikia because by the time we find out that a septic's going in or a house lot's going in that's on culturally sensitive land, the damage has already been done. So I think this is paramount that these permits be made available to all island burial councils. Mahalo.
Thank you, Carol. I truly agree with that.
I can say something.
Sure. Go ahead, Mr. Rowe.
The whole issue on every island is the same. It's about identity. Okay. We seek an input to identify the Iwi Kapuna. Iwi Kapuna means a person that is old. When you find a keke, you cannot call a keke on Kapuna. So it goes back to identity. Okay, from statehood to 1986 when they made the burial council. The crime in Hawaii is the same crime today in the 21st century that we face, not only on Kauai, every island out there, every burial council. It all goes back to the word identity. If you have an identity, then the issue should be placed in front of the state Supreme Court. You don't have to go to Shipti. You don't have to go to the legislature. Your language is your key to your identity. We all say we Hawaiian, but our language tells us different. Our language identifies us as Kanakas. So why are we playing this head trip among ourselves by not understanding the identity of the Iwi that lies in rest? This identity we have that right there in front of us. This burial council and all the burial council out there should address the issue at the state Supreme Court. At once, this is an emergency. It's about identity. Okay? Very important. That identity gives you that right to your language. They stole your language when the kingdom was overthrown. But it has brought an eternal propaganda in our mind to be a person that don't exist. And that person that don't exist never came out until we restored our language as first language. We're the only state in the union that has a burial council. No other place in American territory get on burial council. But our burial council are limited to the laws that you folks take an oath to. Look what happened at Coco Palm. They find a full Evie. Did they report to you? Nothing. So what the state going to do? Nothing. So we went back to nothing. This problem affects everything in Hawaii. So I believe the identity is the issue that this council must put in front the state Supreme Court for that identity. Okay, secondly, we have a commissioner that represents the private landowner. What part of the Ivy that the private landowner talks about? He cannot even prove he gets true title to the land. But this is not about politics. This is about identity. The private landowner cannot say. No commissioner can speak in behalf of the private landowner. Your oath that you take is to represent the Kanaka. Not the Hawaiian, no. Always the Kanaka. Only the Kanaka can free you. Okay? Secondly, the word inadvertent. Nothing is inadvertent. Who said that was inadvertent? The state? How can you take one oath and say that it's inadvertent? We all know that who lies there is the Kanaka, regardless, period. Again, we must find out our identity. So if I was all of the people, the Kanakas out there, and we ask you folks to take this argument away from Shifty, away from the state legislature, and straight to the Supreme Court on identity of the Ivy. Nothing is inadvertent. We all know that they're there. How can you say that? And how can Shifty say that? The next thing I like to say about Shifty, let me know when the last Kanaka disappeared. Because Shifty makes 95% of the culture and the decision that the state says. They follow the archaeologists. This is a burden for all of us on every island. I was glad to watch the other burial councils participate, especially the Big Island. They was there from 9:30 to 3:30. They never had an argument or disagreement, but the issue is the same that we have. Nothing is different. Honolulu, they're kind of overpopulated, so your mind don't think culturally. That's why they hana'ino each other. And again, the issue is, you gotta know who you are. If you are Kanaka, you no more problem. That's why the Big Island, they all are Kanaka. And they all understand the word aloha and malama. We have a great burden in proving, not proving now. The language already gave us that proof that we have that right to take it to the Supreme Court and ask that all burial laws in Hawaii be changed to the Kanaka Maoli. And from there, we have a case. We're the only state that Alaska get Native Alaskan, America get Native Indian. In Hawaii, we get Native cultures or Native organizations representing us. But they don't say who the native of Hawaii. Who is this native of Hawaii that we talk about? It's not a native organization. They gotta get one identity. And again, the identity is the Kanaka. And we should demand this day forward to have that issue be addressed, because it was never corrected from 1959 until now. Okay? I get so much to say, but I would like you guys to understand we have a problem. This problem faces all of Hawaii. And we must focus on that identity. And shifting should tell us, you folks, when the last Kanaka was here. And the AG, where the AG? The question goes to him. Is he around or she around? Can you tell me?
Let me check. Akawunoe, do we have an AG present on this meeting today?
There is no one else present here. I believe the information will be provided in the records.
But I'm surprised that when I look at the other burial council, there are AGs there. This is a surprise to me. Okay, so now the question was to the AG, do we have that identity? Second question is to the archaeologist. This has nothing personal or bad feelings. All I like know is, when did the last Kanaka disappear? Because if we need an archaeologist to make decisions for us, then we know when they disappear, because they gotta tell us. That's why they're there, to make us feel that they're representing us. They don't represent us. They represent the corporate entity of Hawaii. Why we need archaeologists to tell us the EV in the ground, whether it's Kanaka or another ethnic group in Hawaii? And when you find them, what you put, Hawaii? Now, the archaeologist must adjust its identity to the language. So if our language say we Kanaka, how come they don't write the word Kanaka? So all archaeologists, not ours on Kauai, I got a little bit more respect for her, but this is to the state which they represent. That's why the AG has to be in this type of meeting to back you folks up. Why is Kauai without an AG? Sad. Same kind of problem you get on the different islands. How you correct them? You correct them by knowing who you are in your identity. Please pressure your AG. I call them the invisible person. They come when they like come. And when they not can answer, they come invisible. So anyway, remember, we are the natives of Hawaii, which is the Kanaka, not a Hawaiian organization. Okay? Aloha.
Aloha, Mr. Rowe. Points well taken. Mahalo for your input. Mahalo nui. And I tend to agree with everything you say when it comes to the identity. That is very important. And as far as the inadvertence, you know, I totally agree with you. They should be stricken from the language in the law. There should be no inadvertence, because it's my understanding that, you know, Kanaka was here prior 1778. So how can there be inadvertence? Hawaiians, Kanakas lived everywhere. They buried everywhere. So why would they be inadvertence? There should never be inadvertence. So, you know, that's something we got to work forward to, though. But this is why this meeting is in place, is to capture all this valuable information so we can take it to a next level. You know, it's through our mistakes that we learn. So, mahalo nui for your input.
What I like to say is that we cannot make any more mistakes. And we must demand that the AG be present.
Yes.
Because this whole thing is about identity. Very important. The language gave us that right in the Constitution of the state of Hawaii. And it should never be shifted or in the legislature. It should have a direct shot. This is a critical position that we are in. Because we cannot move. No matter what way we go, we still stay in the word. Lolo hupo. That means we're going around in a circle trying to find the corner. Okay? We cannot find the corner by going in a circle. So that is a critical thing. And always remember, the private landowner has no say. Period. And that commissioner should be dissolved. And every commission should come from every aupua. At the people's choice, not the government's choice. How can you get fair representation if it's based upon politics? Not all of us is in politics. I know all of you folks are working from your heart and understanding the pain that has driven us in a circle because we cannot find that identity. If you find your identity, then you have no problem. Always remember, a Native Hawaiian organization can never speak for you because you is the Native person, the Kanaka. So let's get that down in the state record. And when they get Indian, Native American, Native Alaskan, and Native Kanaka Maoli, that is our identity, and let's stand on that. And with that AG, you guys should have him in the next meeting to give his reason why he's not here. The archaeologist cannot speak for him. She's not a professional law. She's studying the bones. She doesn't have the right to make that for the state AG. Because if he can't be there, I think he's full of shit. Put it on the records and put my name. I speak for all of burial council because we don't have the right to know our true identity in what's happening. That is the issue. Straight to the Supreme Court. All you burial councils in Hawaii should focus that energy and demand. That's your legal right. We have an autonomy. We cannot be like the rest of the government agencies. We have to be like the water. The water is life. The burial is death. So in that frame of mind, you have two separate entities. They're afraid because you will stop colonization by knowing your identity, because you have the right on every culture site. How can a county, the state, and the federal government own culture sites and get tax key? So the tax key is to who? The government. Who owned the culture site? The Kanaka. So be prepared to write one letter asking all the other burial council to focus your guys' heart and mind on finding out who you really are on this day forward, identity. Okay?
Okay.
Got mahalo. My point.
Okay, mahalo, mahalo. Anyone else in the public would like to speak at this time?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Aloha, aloha. Kakahiaka
anake. Aloha to all of you. Nice to see all of you. And happy for this opportunity to participate in this meeting. I like the agenda. It's good. It's about time, but I think they're too late because too much damage already has been done and OHA has done nothing. In fact, you know, we as individuals, by the way, I think we know who identity is, and mahalo to Brother Rupert for that eloquent mana'o that you shared, because I agree with you, that is so important. In fact, if you look on the political side, that's gonna be one of the questions they're gonna ask you, who are you in any kind of convention or whatever. Okay, so anyway, we were even thinking of filing complaints ourselves because we've been waiting too long. Forming this group now, how long going to take before they're going to come up with the results? That's what I don't like about this kind of agencies where they form workforces and then they go do the study and then it goes on. And meanwhile, the bones are getting crushed. The bones are getting exhumed, taken somewhere. We don't know sometimes where they take the bones. We have to find these bones that have been sitting on the shelves anywhere on any island. No longer should they be sitting on shelves collecting dust. They need to be reinterred into the aina. Please, let's do it. All of our councils will find all those bones sitting on shelves. What about Kauai Hau Church? How about those? Remember those? Sitting in the basement down there, people fighting for them and getting arrested, us fighting for our bones and getting arrested. Too long and too late, OHA, too late. We gotta do it now. Time is of the essence. Too many of the Ivi are being uncovered. There is a message in that to all of us. What's going on? That means we gotta wake up. Things are happening in our lives, in the energy of these islands right now. It's a huliao. Let's get on that bandwagon and let's do it all together. And one of our main things is take care of our water, take care of our na'ivi kupuna, and take care of our ohana and our aina. I love all you guys. I'm so glad that you folks are working together in this council now. And then I think things are gonna get better now. I can see that. And I wish you all well. And if you guys need any help from any of us, please feel free to call. Love you all, Sandy. Love you all.
Love you and mahalo nui for sharing your mana'o. Always well given and well taken. Mahalo nui.
Can we still send in written testimonies to them? I think we can, yeah? So written.
Yes, okay. Yes, please.
Okay.
Written is good. Yeah.
All right.
Mahalo.
And Auntie, you can send that to burial councils. No, burial sites.
I got it.
WG. Yeah, WG. Yeah, okay.
Mahalo. I got it.
Mahalo.
Anyone, we have any other speakers who would like to testify on behalf?
I really would like to hear from council members what they think about it. Each one of you council members that have been on this. I was just interested in what your mana'o was. Mahalo.
I wanted to say that the AG, the chair, you find out why we did not have an AG in this meeting. Because if they're not there representing this council, then we're wasting our time for a professional opinion from a lawyer. That's their job to be representing you folks. So try to find out why. And maybe you should put it down in writing for the records. Everything is for the records. Okay, remember, identity is the record for our native people of Hawaii. Okay, it's an identity, and we have that right. And we should pursue that right in the courts immediately. Okay, said enough. And I stay on the agenda, but I did everything now, so I don't need to go on the agenda. So, you know, I like Homo Naonui right now.
Okay. Mahalo, Mr. Ro.
Mahalo. Yeah.
We'll get an answer as to why there is no AG on today's meeting. And well, you know, that those points well taken. A lot of these minutes to these meetings are recorded, so everything is on record. So just so you know. And Auntie Nani, getting back to your concerns. Yeah, it's been very frustrating. You want to hear from the members of the council. It has been very frustrating. We fighting the same fight you guys fighting, but we bounded within what we can and cannot do under our oaths. That's very frustrating. It feels like Rupert, he could have said it all. He did say it all. It feels like you're chasing your tail. I strongly believe in identity, and that's the start. That got to be the foundation that we build on. Also, you know, my feeling is in agreement with what Carol says about being involved in the permitting process so we can know ahead of time. Too many times, and it's been frustrating, we've been getting run under the bus too many months now. And, you know, we need to take a stand and say what's in our hearts and what's in our minds. And, you know, we feel how you feel. We feel for the EV. And we will try to do the best that we can. But, you know, we got to build on that foundation, like Rupert said, for coming from a Kanaka standpoint. My frustration also is, as I mentioned earlier, is with inadvertent burials. Mm-hmm. By the time we find out, yeah, you guys already know about it. And that is not something we make a decision on. The state has the jurisdiction to make the decisions on that. They consult with us at times, but not all the time. It's a consistent practice. So I understand your frustration. And, you know, by the time we find out, it's like, wait, we're finding out what? What is this? And then we got to go backtrack and research. Too late.
Yeah.
Too late. So, and you know, Auntie, I sat on council for a long time, and it's the same thing. You know, we did a lot. I got to say, you know, in measuring our mokupuni to the other mokupunis, I think we've done okay, but it should be better. It could be better. It must be better. So we can feel good within ourselves that we are doing the right thing for our EV. You know, they kind of in areas where they are because for the reasons that they had at that time. And to desecrate them, yeah, it is heva. It's not right. I mean, if I was putting myself in that place, I wouldn't want that. So, you know, it's very frustrating. And, you know, we put our time and our effort. This is all a voluntary position. And sometimes I got to say, you know, maybe I just want to walk away because nothing, you know, nothing's happening. The same thing over and over. And I feel like in my heart, it could be better. It could be better. And I think, you know, it's no one person's fault. We don't point fingers here, but we see the weaknesses, and we see the, you know, challenges we have, and if we can come together and work hard to to better ourselves and to better conditions for everybody. I think that is the goals we got to reach, right. And specifically for Evie to stop the desecration.
Yeah.
So that's my feeling.
To work together is the key word.
Yeah.
We have not heard from you folks to us, and we try to get to you folks. I think outside of meetings, we should be talking to each other. You folks should be reaching out to us, and we should be reaching out to you so we can strengthen each other on what the mana'o, the truth is about what's going on with the situation with the bones. You know what I mean? That could be the start. There more communication between us. Communication is of utmost importance. But, we came to a point where, it's not you guys that we're going to go after. We want to go after SHPD and maybe OHA too. So I understand how much power you folks don't have. I mean, you're strapped. You have just so much that you can do. But my suggestion is then work with us. Come talk to us, your council members. Yeah, reach out.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what I mean?
Auntie Nani, tell me, just give me like brief suggestions on, because I sit on the working board itself, and you're right. The new board probably not going to do anything to change this except to get the same information they got from you guys 20 years ago or, 15 years ago when they did this before. But tell me, can you give me any kind of specific type of feelings of things that you feel Shifty could do better or what you feel Shifty has not done?
Okay, Shifty should follow the laws that are already in place because those laws do protect us. They just don't enforce them. They don't follow them. And they make up their own new policies. What I am hoping is that anytime any bones are found, they do not belong to anybody else but to the people of the village or the descendants, period. Not to the landowner because he has a fake ownership on the land anyways. But that's right. Why, that inadvertent fine thing, that's got to go. There's no such thing as inadvertent. I have told countless archaeologists that same thing. I said, there is no such thing as inadvertent because we're telling you right now, there's bones over here where you're going to dig. We know there are. It's not inadvertent. So that is something that I think, all bones belong to us. The bones belong to our people. That's our identity too.
Okay. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's private or public lands, private lands as well as public lands, we don't care. Because the bones is what they do not own. What happened to Rupert?
He can go jump to Maui.
Maui is on right now, too.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to try to check that out.
I believe that's where our AG is over at Maui. AG,
by the way? What is her name or his name? R-A-G.
Well, the last one. Her name was Lauren. Lauren Char.
Okay. All right.
And Auntie, you also mentioned like OHA. What do you think OHA can do better?
Enforce the laws too.
Enforce the laws.
Yeah. And make some changes and don't stop going after those bones that have been exposed already, but go after those bones and put them back in the ground. Cunnel those bones. They need to rest.
Nani. Aloha, Nani.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I like do exactly what you're saying. I've been waiting almost 20 years.
Yeah.
I go through the whole process, and I used to be on the Hawaii Island Council.
Yeah.
But you know, we're going to start from the beginning.
Yeah.
My recollection, before OHA took them over, I thought it was a mandated law that the state have on Island Barrel Council, but they stopped funding them. So we need to go back, you, the advisory people, I would suggest you go back and find out after Waihea, because of the desecration that happened in Kapalua, and then went to the Capitol, did a vigil, 24 hours, all of that, Pale Kanakole, numerous people all over, all of the mokus was there. And from that, I think that they mandated that there would be on Barrel Council, and Barrel Councils was formed. But I thought the word mandate was law, that the state was supposed to fund that. At the same time, like Father Rupert said, the language, that's when John Waihea, I think, said that since 1978, the official language of Hawaii is, right? Olelo Hawaii.
Totally.
So two things not followed. So if we go back to 78 when they create OHA, that was a whole different thing. OHA got the thing dropped in their lap. When I came on, was because of desecration in Puna. That's why I came on. And that one, because the landowner later was agreeable for King Malama, and they understood that, yes, we're the descendant. That one went kind of work out. And so that was on private landowner. And actually that was Kamehameha school. So they acknowledged, and we had to how to pony that. But currently I was still on the University of Hawaii property, or they had a recognized landowner. So the question to me is, if it was a mandate, then OHA trying to carry one thing that was supposedly, in my mind, I don't know, that's why you gotta check out the advisory council.
Okay.
If it was mandated, that law, just like the language law, and both of them not followed, but most of the one, why we picking on OHA is because OHA now carrying the program. They will carry the program, and at the time I started, the guy that was in the burial sites program was Keith Ahui. Yeah, and then from the guys that I met as the burial site specialist that used to go around, maybe you've seen him too, Nani, at your guys' time. We had to share this guy. His name was Hale Aloha.
I know him.
You know him. You ask
he's
him.
Still there.
He's supposed to get better than a recollection. He's supposed to have these things, not only poor papa in his mind, but he maybe can locate this document that I'm trying to refer to. Yeah,
mahalo.
Yeah, but I really don't need all of you guys kokua, because I like make pani, and I like do the reinterment. These guys claim that they said that because never had signed an MOA with the university, that the burial treatment plan that was passed unanimously with the full council voting that time with Kupuna, now that already in Hala, they said, oh no, that's not valid, because the university never signed, right? So once again, that you like you said, we went through the whole process, being recognized as lineal descendants, other people, culture, whatever. We did all whatever the protocol supposed to do that, and then we wasn't paying attention. Now, because of the recovery money is coming to Puna because of the lava flow 2018, they do some improvements and stuff. When they open up the road, they never follow the 106 consultation process, right? So
I got that.
The advisory board, that's my now, not nobody, anything like legal.
Okay.
But that's got to be looking into the 106 process. So consult with the boards before going in and doing anything. But the way it is, so long get federal money attached to them. Yeah? And then there's the Kanaka Maoli, because that's who get cultural properties, right? Not only just restricted to the barrels, but to the cultural sites and other places of subsistence. See? So you're kind of squeezing us in, and what's supposed to be in place is not. So I get it beat up over here.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so that's okay. But, you know, from our side to you guys' side, I saw full Lehua. The sun rise my side, set in Lehua, you guys' side. So the light is between us. It's not going to them and keep on jabbing them. Oh, Oha, you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this. Because they also limited being part of a quasi-state agency. So we should look at the, like you said, but we should look at the feds, really examine what is the 106 process. Because then if it's the feds, state, and county, we should go for a poll. And we're going to get changes, not keep on playing down on the floor. We got to get up on the table. Right?
Mahalo, Kiki.
You're at the table, then you're on the menu. Mahalo. Okay.
Mahalo.
Aloha, Bada Rupert.
Mahalo. Mahalo, Kiki.
Bada Junior.
We have a couple of people with their hands up in there, like Julian Ako. Julian Ako?
Not for me. I'll maybe see that face.
Hi.
Mahalo. Ako.
Hi. Aloha Nui Kako.
Aloha.
I'm here primarily because I'm trying to learn a little bit more about the whole process that's involved in registering graves. And I understand that the main topic on the table right now has to do with providing feedback to OHA's working group. Correct. So regarding that, what I would like to suggest is that a way be found to make it clearer what the process is. My sister and I have been trying to register some burial sites on Kauai. And it feels like, frankly, we're going around in circles. It's unclear to me, once we submit those burial registration forms, what's supposed to happen and what is the timeline for that happening. I filed 4 burial site registration forms on September 1st. And I've not heard anything regarding what's going to happen next. We keep going in circles with the legal representative of the landowner. And frankly, you know, we don't know, according to whatever this process is, what we may or may not expect in terms of timeline. We provided as much information as we have available to us, but it just appears that the moku is stuck in the water. Nothing's happening. I would like to know, because there's a blank scene there, who is here from Kauai Shipti? Who is at this meeting from Kauai Shipti? Because you know, In the interest of transparency, if this meeting has a representative from Kauai Shipti present, we ought to know who that is.
Yayo,
aloha. This is Ko'uanoe Ho'omanawa Nui, recording and providing administrative help for the CAN IBC this morning. Apologies as I am a blur. Please let me know if I can provide anything further to you. However, this is the CAN IBC's meeting and gathering information. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, so that's my point is the process needs to be clearer. And included in that, a clearer process, we need to understand what exactly is the relationship in that process between Kauai DLNR Shipti and the Kauai Niihau Island Burial Council, because frankly, at this point in time, that's quite unclear to me, and that contributes to our feeling that we're going in circles on our attempts to get burial sites that we know of registered to prevent any kind of desecration, whatever you want to call it, inadvertent or whatever. And you know, in terms of what Carol was saying earlier, frankly, as part of the process, I think that any time a burial site has been registered, the county government needs to get copies of the registrations so that whenever there is any kind of a permit request comes through that might involve excavation, they already red flag it. And they say, no, you cannot do it.
I agree.
Anyway, though, that's, you know, I primarily came here to listen and to learn, but I just felt compelled to make these contributions to the discussion. Mahalo nui.
Mahalo, mahalo ke kai. We have one more with the hand up.
Julian.
Hello.
We have Eola Kako.
I'm part of a nonprofit organization, Eola Kako Hawaii. My name is Manavai Akea Rasden Nicole Manavai Akea Malama Cummings. I'm from the Ahupua of Kalaheo and the Moku District of Kona, the Moku Puni of Kauai. I am here to make sure that even though I have continuously in the past months been bringing forward the Ike knowledge and truth, the mo'olelos and all of what I have personally experienced in regards to the desecration of the burials. Basically, I see there's a lot of people on here and I know that this is public. So notice to agent is notice to principal, notice to principal is notice to agent. Let me just start off from the beginning. I tried my best to acknowledge and help the desecration from continuing, and I hit rock bottom at some point and wanted to give up. I, like I said before, I had a private meeting with SHPD and two burial council members in regards to burials throughout Kauai, but mainly my focus at that time was the Wanikikaha Koki'i Kauna. And this was in February. By the time June had come, the desecration had occurred. And the issue with that was I had done what I thought was the proper steps, which is the lineal descendancy, the burial registry, which just was previously brought up. Yeah. And like I said, I never have not one thing missing inside there. I always wouldn't say what I say. I'm Manavai Akea, my father's Edmund Malama Jr., my grandfather's Edmund Malama Sr., his father is Joseph Pukeowa Malama, and his father is Kunahinu. And his father is Nahinu, and his parents are Nuketamu and George William Kala Malama Nui Pakanui. Prior to that, you have Binamu, Kiavenui, and above them is Kapua Iki. And his wahine is Kapumahu Kapuvai Hulehule, Kahale Manu Olono. She was by many names. And they're buried, Kapua Iki is buried in that aina, along with Kinamu, along with George William Kala Malama Nui Pakanui, along with many others. That particular aina was a fish pond, and it was specific for a type of fish, either moi or what's the other one called? Mullet. And the history is all there. There's documentation. That aina, although it's TMK today, it originates as a Ropatin. And the Ropatin is 817, LC is 5262, under Benjamin Namu, who's buried at Waimelandi. I come forward with this truth in hopes because the planning department told me in order for them to stop this construction, I needed SHPD to go ahead and pull the permit for this project. So when I had met personally and privately with you guys in February, it was in hopes to stop that desecration that occurred in June from never occurring and continuing to occur. Now, I'm not judging what happened. I see how everything is unfolding. But looking back from 1977, 1978, when the state of Hawaii came in and built that road right across that aina, when the state of Hawaii, BLNRNA, I see their signatures, I have all the documentation and proof for it, went and signed off on covering up that fish pond and going out and clearing that aina, I see now why that is. But see, the thing is, what I got from SHPD was, they already cleared up that land. There is no grave sites. But we fail to realize that our kupuna mark themselves in a specific way, the kiawe trees, the pohaku, and all of these things. Till today, I've been fighting it now. They still remove the kiawe trees. They remove the stones. And I come really sad because when I die, I like to make sure that our kids, not just my own, but future generations know that they're still there. Whether they're 10 feet down, 20 feet down, 50 feet down, it doesn't matter. They're still there. Their essence become that tree that was removed. Their essence became that pohaku that was removed. And now what our kiki get to go home to? We talk about identity, but how do we identify ourselves when we get other Hawaiians now signing off on the desecrations of our own kupuna for whatever reason? But again, I'm not here to judge. But this is just one burial site now. And that is from February till June. Now, in April, we was in Koloa. Again, we had
1 minute.
DLNR privately meet us after stopping machines from drilling. And I specifically told them, do not drill in these sites. They drill directly to the burial mound. My three sons now, no could go to school. Why? Because they was throwing, they wanted to throw up. It was sickly. So we went down there, we did the prayer. We found out it was because they broke their promise that they wasn't going to touch the burial mounds, and they went and they drilled directly to the burial mound. And that was the thing, was that there's always promises that they're not going to do this and they're not going to do that. This going to get done. And then it's not our fault. We come in, we file complaints, and then the DLNR come back and say, well, this is private owned land. We have nothing to do with private owned land. We can no longer be involved with this. No case number. Because if I had a case number, then I can file a complaint with KPD. And then everything can go from there. Then I can take legal action. But look what's happening. We're right back in a circle, all of us. Now that's just Koloa now. Makuhuena Kwe, Kukuyula, George Humehume. When they found that burial back in 2015, that was George Humehume. That was him. I stood there that day when I recognized who was there, the realtor and the developer, ready to build right over him. And he's right in alignment of their reinterment cave down there. And then right up the road where they're still building all the houses, that's Akahi Kawalu, his own mother, who's in alignment of Chiefess Kamakahele, that I've been trying to get somebody to go down there and stop them from going in and building the manholes up there. Because once they put those manholes in, all that rubbish, all the species going directly into our own kupuna. Kamakahele, Akahi Kawalu, significant burials. They ain't no better than any of the commoners. They're all equal. And that's just Makuhuena now. Cleared out all that land. Who's down there? Kukona. None other than Kukona and Manokalani Ko's son. And then we get Koloa Village. I called you guys about that too. We get Nako Oko'o, the daughter of Kahikili and Luluhiva, half-sister of Kamehameha. She's in the same burial cave as Kukona's father, Luanu'u or Nananu'u. We get Kavelo Makalua inside there and his mother, Kapuhina Kalani. We are shopping center, fronting them and condominium. I came on these meetings already about these things. And what I hear from the planning department, oh, well, if there's any kind of burials, we're just going to, no, it never happens that way. If there are any kind of burials, we're going to wait till we desecrate them. And then we're going to figure out later. If anything, they're just in a way, we're going to take them out. Bones crushed and all, we just take them out. And then what happens to them after? Who knows? I don't know. I sent in 2 months ago, it's a UIPA, it's a government request record. There's a sunshine law about that. If I request a request as a commerce now, okay, request records, and this is under American laws or constitutional laws, you get 10 days for reply. You don't reply within 10 days. What happens after that is a $10,000 fine. And every day after that is a $10,000, that's a violation now. Okay, but me, I don't want the money. I like answers. Why is it that all these departments is in here and they're not helping our Iwi Kupuna, our people, our Aina? And this is just Koloa. So that was dealing with Koloa in May, April to May. May come, we sit down at Dekero. May, if, I don't know if you guys remember, we had a meeting and we went into executive session because I came in and notified you guys about Manokalani Po. Manokalani Po is buried over here, Po'oku, which they call Princeville, but we know it as Kalihikai, who is deeded under none other than Kamoli III. And at some point, I was hoping that you guys could get those stakes out because they're going to develop that aina. I've seen it a year ago, that what they was going to do with that aina. But nobody came forward. Nobody helping with that. Then we come down to Vicker Road, we show up, And we get five burials desecrated, boom, 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 one after another. They never stop at the infant. They continue. And this is not anybody either. You know? And at some point, I'm over here. You know how I remember their names and you know how I identify it? It's through all of this, because Kupuna guided me to them. But I don't want to be the only one. I want everybody to know. This is your Kupuna too.
My apologies. I couldn't hear what you said.
Follow my Kupuna. And so, you know, at some point, I'm glad that this is happening. That spirit right there. Because they get voices too, our Kupuna. We standing around at these sites and pretending like they're not existing, but they do. They exist. How do you think I'm able to see them and find them and tell you guys what they look like and tell you what happened to them? But once their bones get desecrated, oh, you cannot pick up on that essence no more. And we letting these foreigners make the decisions. When we was down in Kolo, I had none other than our own Kanaka people arguing with me about this. And what had happened to it? Make. Why? Not Kono is why. But it's not my problem. I never make that decision. I had Rick Cassidy down there telling me, I'm a native Hawaiian. Good for you. What you going to do for help there? Because if this is what you see as progress, building over burials, then you're just depleting our history and you're just helping them for the maki maki bye bye, the greedy. And what are we doing for future generations when they come around and they're going to be like us, lost, and they cannot identify themselves? Because okay, we're helping them desecrate. Because so, we're not letting them be accountable for the decisions that they make. And this is
so Manavai, okay. Excuse me, Manavai.
Every day we had somebody come by asking us if they could take burials from their own sites to bring it in. We didn't even realize that burials all over the place. There was six other sites going down in Haena going on.
Excuse me, Manavai, okay.
And so at hold on one minute. This meeting.
Wait.
So it's made public for everybody to know. Oh.
One minute. Okay. I just wanted to ask you, and so do you feel that and it seems, and just for clarity reasons, that do you feel that as you go into the planning department, that's like something's going on with SHPTI, or I mean DLNR or SHPTI, or where, you know, I mean, I'm not saying to lay blame, but if we had to focus on where that is, that what would that be?
It's everybody, all around.
I understand everybody, but you know, I mean, it you're going to one place and then you're going to another place and you're going to another place, but why? I mean, are they telling you why that's not happening, or are they telling you that you don't have? I mean, that it's so not there.
Okay, so let me clarify this. When I bring up a burial registry and a lineal descendancy list, I will give you the mo'olelo, the kikupuna. I will give you everything that I know about it. I will also, not give you, but I'm sending this into SHPD because that is who the application goes to. But not only do I do that, I contact and I notify OHA, because OHA has a trust with our people, right? So just like how they sue DHHL for breach of trust, OHA has a fiduciary duty to help the people out. But now I realize that you got to be registered. So I'm registered to OHA, but I never registered because of that, because I would register because I wanted to be notified as a Native Hawaiian, right? But I realized I contacted everybody, SHPD, OHA. So who is the one we going after? Who is the person that is in charge of all the state entities? The governor. Mm-hmm. And who is in charge of the legal actions? The attorney general.
Right. Okay.
And so, I mean, but when SHPD comes back, yeah, when you hear from the county planning department, SHPD is the only authority on their end to pull permits. That was the answer I got for them. Okay. And then the burial council, from what I gathered, is you guys took oath, yeah? And so here, for me, what I see, now this is just my perception, is your guys' hands is tied, yeah? But as lineal descendants, our hands get tied when we get other lineal descendants or other people signing off to allow. Because when I was in Kekaha, when the archaeologist came up to me, they never notified me that they found the burial on Monday. I was there on Thursday arguing with them not to build and put that septic in there. Because,
okay.
And so how come we allowing this to continue? Is because there's processes that aren't being accommodated or not being followed through. There's processes there. And so when I filed back in March, I never get nothing mailed back to me till a week ago. And all my paperwork came back. Did I have missing paperwork? Yes, I did. But it's okay. I'm not going to play no blame game. I'm just letting you guys all know that this is throughout all of Kauai and ongoing. Fine. And so we talk about laws, and we talk about inadvertent. But see, the thing is, inadvertent got to go because it's an HRS, Hawaii Revised Statute, but we have a desecration law, and it's supposed to be. So when we were out of Veke, like I told the environmental person, look, every day that those bones, because I cannot believe it, we got to argue with the archaeologist and the project manager and whatnot over if the bones are in the pile, okay? Every single piece of bone and every single day that they're out and they're desecrated, every desecration, that is a violation. So is there some reason why we're going to continue to let them continue to go through this and not hold them accountable instead of we getting arrested? The lineal descendants getting arrested. Not these guys. These developers, they laugh at me because you know why? They've been, you know what that guy said down at Vecchio Road?
I don't know why you're making such a big deal. When we did Princeville Hotel, they were everywhere from 5 to 10 feet and nobody made the big deal about it.
And that's right there your answer. Why they do them? Mahalo.
Okay. Mahalo. Mahalo so much. We have one more with Hannah. Lehel Manu.
Aloha kawa. I'd like an answer to Julian Ako's question on the process of filing applications for registration. The four registrations that he mentioned was filed with SHPI. Now we find that perhaps that was an incorrect process, and we'd like to know what is the correct process, because we understand now we need to file it with the Kauai Burial Council to make their November 10th meeting. I'd like that question on the proper process of filing registration applications. Thank you.
Thank you. Would we answer that or we wait, hold off on that one? Sandy?
Can we defer to Kauanoi?
Defer?
Defer to Kauanoi.
Okay, Kauanoi.
Yes, I've been working with the family to register the burials.
Okay, so it goes to you?
The burial registration form.
Is that the last?
Come to me, we fill it out, and then
Did you get that, Lahia?
Yeah, we're trying to gain access to the property to register the burials, so we're in mitigation still. But I'm not too sure if I can disclose any information, as their forms are private, confidential. They would like to share their burial registration.
No, my question is, should we be filing with the Kauai Burial Council so that we get on the November 10th meeting?
It's up to you folks if you guys would like to come to the Burial Council meeting. It's up to you folks. That's an option you do have, is to make testimony to the KNIBC to make a recommendation to the SHPD. Yeah, as long as you send
me. Leaving that up to us does not answer the proper a procedure for registering applications. And right now, this is very important. We're trying to get access to the Moku Ko'olau, which is in the Ahapua'a of Pila'a. We don't want to be going through mitigations with the attorney who is representing the landowner, Zuckerberg. We're trying to just get access, period. So is the proper process should have been the Kauai Burial Council, who then makes recommendations that it goes through SHIP? What is the correct process?
That is correct, Anake. That is correct. And that is one process outside of a site visit where we can identify the burials on the property.
Thank you.
I just had some clarifying questions. Councilmember Herrera. I just wanted to know, just for the public's knowledge, on what is the process for registering known grave sites to SHPD? Is the forms and applications online? What is the website? Just so that, because I know a lot of people want to register, but a lot, like also like Uncle Julian Ako said that the process is not clear. So is there like a clear website that you can go to gather all the forms and the documentation that you need? And what is the website that our people should go to that want to register a known gravesite?
Yes, this particular family already has accomplished those things. And like the family is disclosing that they've had ongoing access issues. So right now we're still in process of gaining access to assist the family in registering the burials, and the landowner has been put on notice as well. And again, our laws might be limited in that because we can't trespass to register the burials. And so that seems to be a delay for this particular case. You can just Google DLNR SHPD burial registration forms. All of our information is all on DLNR SHPD website, and you can just Google DLNR SHPD forms, laws, anything you feel you can punch in your search engine. But I am not the AG to interpret all of the laws and the processes Correct. Today, and I have forwarded the request on behalf of the family to our AGs, as well as the request from the KNIBC in the last meeting to the AGs, and still await a response to forward to the family members. I'm unsure if that confidentiality may have been breached just now, but that is what I can describe to the process at this time.
Madam Chair, may I jump in here for a minute, please?
Go ahead, sir.
I would like to follow up regarding my sister's question, because I'm not sure that I'm clear in terms of what I heard. Is the process that the burial registration forms get completed and submitted to DLNR SHPD, or is it supposed to go first to KNIBC?
Well, from previous experiences, it goes to SHPD. And
that's what I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. And because of that, you know, that's the protocol that we have been attempting to follow. I realize that actually this meeting's primary purpose right now is to gather input for OHA. So I don't really feel like, you know, it's proper for us to be deliberating over Correct. A personal burial issue.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so, you know, I want to honor that. Mahalo.
Thank you. Mahalo. We go back to our continuous. We have a Nakaelua.
Hi. Aloha. My name is can you folks hear me?
Yes. Yep.
My name is Nakaelua Villatora. I am a part of a group, Eolokako Hawaii, nonprofit organization here based on Kauai. And I just wanted to submit testimony. I will be also submitting a written testimony about the functionality of OHA, DLNR, and SHPD.
Sure.
And I wanted to just kind of voice a little bit of what I will be putting into my testimony about OHA, DLNR, and SHPD almost becoming more of an obsolete mechanism where these entities are created for the purpose of protecting and preventing from desecration of our iwi kupuna. And I just wanted to, I was sitting in the Oahu Burial Council meeting last week, Wednesday, and it gave me a lot of input of seeing how we move forward in a way.
Yes. Because,
you know, noticing that they become middlemen to what And also making it, creating it to be a longer process in getting results. And for me personally, because I can only speak on behalf of myself, and the Ike Kupuna that I've been personally given, given the respect and responsibility to have, is what do we do moving forward? I want to address the term inverted findings or burials, because I do believe that they, SHPD, DLNR, OHA, do have prior information to burials, cemeteries that they have on record, but why are they not utilizing that information when it comes to cross-referencing to TMKs when planning commission, like for instance, a landowner goes to planning commission to be able to dig a septic system? Why aren't those records being cross-referenced prior to the land being disturbed? That's just one issue, but then also getting it to the point where when they are aware of certain burials, like just say, for instance, today, if a burial is found today and that they addressed it as inadverted, will it be still considered inadverted in their process if 10 to 15 years from now, when another landowner goes and continues to build in that very same spot and maybe there's another burial 5 feet away? So where is, I'm wondering if, you know, there is a need to put up definitions of how to have a buffer zone from one uncovered burial to the next, because we understand even when it comes to an Ahupua'a system, where there's one, there's probably another one and another one that's very close in proximity. So understanding that we have to do the right thing and do due diligence in trying to cancel the terminology of inadverted findings, because of the fact that, yes, even in our culture, we know that we're never gonna uncover a burial in that way. Our kupunas were never like that because of the connection was so strong that they understood where their EVs were because of the relationship that they have. But because we are disconnected from our EV kupuna and our aina, we have to figure out ways, especially if we're going to continue to have OHA, DLNR, SHPD be a part of this process, because for me personally, I just feel like they're obsolete. They're not up to date of how to preserve these particular burials. So that's only just a little bit of my mana'o. I will be addressing more in my written testimony, but mahalo nui for letting me speak today.
Mahalo na kaelua.
I have a recommendation.
Go ahead, Palala.
Wanted to see if others that are waiting to speak before we give Manavayakia a second chance of speaking, if there's any other people wanting to give testimony, and then we can come back for a second round.
Yeah, I agree. Is there any other? We have people with their hands up here.
Yeah, wait, I just
saw. Eola Kako, Hawaii, was that?
That's Manavayakia.
That's Manavayakia.
Well,
so I just wanted to know if anybody else in the meeting would like to speak and give testimony before we give people a second chance.
Okay, sounds good. Is there anybody who wants to speak right now so we can go to round two? No response. Let me see. No, I don't think it's anyone. So she can go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, mahalo everyone. So I just
want to be clear about this, because we're having this meeting here today and we're going to address these issues and how we can move forward. So I just briefly thought about what's the purpose of OHA. Yeah, and then we can go into what your guys' answer for this is. But, you know, I'm over here on OHA's site, and it says OHA works to improve the well-being of Native Hawaiians through advocacy, research, community engagement, land management, and the funding of community programs. We, as in Oloka Kohawaii, tried to apply for a grant in protection of Iwi Kupuna. So there's funding out there. And it wasn't about the money for us. It was about getting our foot in the door to understand, you know, how we can help. And so with OHA having an entity like this, a corporation created to protect our well-being, yeah, and we're talking about the desecration of Iwi Kupuna, at some point, I keep hearing about burial registries and lineal descendancy applications. You know, I've helped other people do these applications, and I feel really bad for them more so, because they're trying to come forward and be a voice for Manawa from the past and the present for the future. And we just, as the next generations, getting squashed by our own people and being looked at like we know our own voice. And so at some point, when all our elders muck in, we become elders, what kind of foundation are we left with? And how do we, like, most of the time, 90% of the time, we even don't really like go out there. You know, Kupuna gon' come and we don't really like go out there because it hurts us. That is our well-being. Advocacy. Yeah. How many times I've been arrested? Because nobody like hear the truth, that's why. Nobody like know what really going on. But that's why these guys keep doing them. Because they can. But we as lineal descendants, we trying to come forward and follow and abide by these rules and regulations and all of that. It's not working. And so OHA, how many times OHA have heard from me and many everybody else, and OHA never did it, not one thing to really stop this from continuing. But it's right here on their own site, right here, what their mission is or their overview. And none of it, again, it's a breach of trust, basically. But who do we go after? Who gives authority? Who picks the burial council? The governor. Who is the person in charge of their laws? Attorney general. So I hope the Attorney General hears this. I really hope Ige hears this too. Because at some point, all of this goes out the door. If tomorrow comes and we're out there dealing with this, because from Vicke Road, Kauai High School would happen. And so did Wailua was happening from April all the way till now. Because we can see the archaeologists out there. And then Molawa happened, Pila'a happened. And the thing is, it's always, what is your connection? Okay, Molawa, Makanui. You know, give me an ahupua, I'll give you a name. But it's not fair that I do that. What about the rest of these guys out here that's trying to figure out who they are to identify themselves? So the process of the registry, the process of the lineal descendancy, who holds them accountable for not doing their job? Mahalo.
Mahalo. Thank you.
Mahalo, Mana. It's well taken, everybody. Any more of our people want to come forward to testify? Oh, sounds like I think we got the gist of it.
You think we got everybody?
Yep. Yeah, I don't see anybody there.
I did want to add one thing. This is Auntie Nani. Yep. I think both Julian and his sister may have been referring to the desecration that happened in Molawa'a. Because when Kai Markel found out about Iwi Kupuna in Molawa'a, he also claimed lineal descendancy and also mentioned the Ako Ohana. Am I right, Julian?
Yes, we have Ohana from both Moloa and Pila'a.
Both places.
Our burial registration that we're trying to accomplish right now really is in Pila'a Ahupua'a.
I see. Mahalo.
Madam Chair,
yes.
I wanted to ask, could you please identify who the people are that are in this meeting who are on the Kauai Niihau Island Burial Council? You know, I'm not familiar with who the people are, and it's helpful for me to know, you know, who the council. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Mahalo.
Okay, I am Sandy Puanani Quinsat. I represent the Koloa Moku. We also have Auntie Carol Lovell, and she represents the Koehao Moku. We have Kawilani Kahalikai.
Hello.
She represents the Puna Moku pretty much. And then we have Palala Harada representing the Napali Moku. And then we have Leanna Robinson, who represents Niihau. And that's the five members of our committee.
I didn't hear Ko'olau Moku. Is there anybody that has Kuleana for Ko'olau Moku? That's
Ko'olau, Aunt Carol. Yeah.
That's okay.
Aunt Carol, yes.
Maika'i, mahalo, right. Mahalo nui.
Was that the last agenda item?
Yep, that's it for today's agenda. So I don't think there's any more.
But I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I want to mahalo all of you folks for providing this opportunity. It was very enlightening. And I extend my aloha to all of the members of the council. Aloha.
Aloha.
Mahalo. Mahalo nui for this enlightening meeting. And I'd like to say a special aloha to Angie Nora Batad, Puanani Rogers. Aloha mai.
Oh yes, aloha. Is this the notorious Roxanne?
It is.
Aloha no. Aloha. And aloha to the council members, my ka'iloa, and let's work together. Let's not drop the ball. Let's keep this fire burning here. We gotta keep it going. Okay. Mahalo.